Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
ABC News, Wednesday, May 29th, 2024, from CNN Wire.
China's military shows off robot dog with automatic rifle mounted on its back.
It looks like something out of the dystopian show Black Mirror, but it's just the latest adaptation of robotics for the modern battlefield.
During recent military drills with Cambodia, China's military showed off a robot dog with an automated rifle mounted to its back, essentially turning man's best electronic friend into a killing machine.
According to the state-run Global Times, the presence of the robotic dogs at exercises with foreign militaries indicates an advanced stage of development.
Usually, new equipment will not be brought into a joint exercise, so the robot dogs must have reached a certain level of technical maturity. Global Times quoted an unnamed expert as saying,
"Just what this world needs.
Technically mature robot dogs."
And now, here is A Robot Dog with a Gun, written by Taylor Wendell Lozano, directed by Aliza Shane. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, June 3rd, 2024.
Yes, I'm moving into the conference room now with Kathleen. She just keeps suggesting more firepower, but I'm not sure.
I don't see the point of being Deputy Secretary of Defense if I can't bring revolvers into my solutions. Madam Vice President, if you need someone to handle this matter of national security, I can...
No, Kathy! We need more than a Deputy Secretary of Defense to handle this. President Biden's at Dave and Buster's while Lloyd picked a hell of a day to go on vacation and send his intern.
Deputy?
What? We have someone? Why didn't you say that? I'll take anyone at all from this dang who's a willy called Science and Tech Council now.
Vice President Harris, the military is more than equipped to handle these kinds of matters, and you're reacting to something on YouTube, ma'am.
And Bloomberg, and Ars Technica. It's all anyone's talking about, and people need ideas now.
I'm telling you, this whole issue could be resolved with long-range armaments. Or a dance competition. Why does this need to turn into a whole debacle?
Because, Kathleen, America needs to get its rizz back.
You need a science and tech advisor, Madam Vice President?
Oh, yes, perfect. Great to have you, Dr.
Francis Arnold, Professor of Bio and Chemical Engineering at Caltech.
Perfect. This is perfect. And who's this fluffy little bird on doodle?
This is Jennifer.
Well, please put your coats anywhere. Francis, meet Kathleen Hicks, Deputy Secretary. Yep.
I don't see why this is all necessary. We have enough firepower on my person alone to bring sexy back
now,
to America.
Now, Dr. Arnold, it's go time. Time for America to be big again in science and technology. So I need you both to bring out some science-y type thing. Doctor, do you know what's going on in China right now?
Yes, we've heard about...
They've got robot dog with a gun.
Okay, we have those too. Boston Dynamics has been making robots since 2013.
Which is why I keep insisting this would be better served as a dance competition.
And now, China's coming in taking all our rizz, just like they always do!
Rizz, Miss Harris?
All of the kids are saying it. Now it's time to enter into the future. We gotta clap back with something even more lit. Drop it like it's hot, you know? Get our groove. Something, I don't know. It's a time machine or something. Is there anything that American ingenuity has created that will allow us to fight back like a laser? Like a big, big laser?
Okay, I see. I'm following now. I was supposed to bring something today. Top secret things. I'll show you just... Here, Jennifer, speak.
Sup!
Oh what my god, hell? Is that a freaking talking dog?
How you doing? Name's Jen, short for Jennifer. I like bones, balls, and rolling around on my back when I get a moment.
I engineered her myself through selective breed mixing, gene alteration, and modification of her vocal cords. We were able to...
This is perfect! Do either of you have a gun?
Boom! Right here!
Awesome. Hold down the dog!
Wait a minute!
What's going on here?
Getting our Riz back by taping the gun to the dog!
But Kamala, this is highly unnecessary!
Yeah, dude, I don't think I consent to this.
Jennifer, I hear you. But this is a matter of security and nobody can stop me. It is my written duty as Vice President of the United States to get America's Riz back by any means necessary. As our first talking dog American, you have a chance to make a real difference. Here, we have a right that we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, make better shit than China or any of those other places. You can stand there with your inalienable dog rights and watch as the fabric of America crumbles. Or you can choose to take your inalienable Riz and put it to the test. Become a real American and put yourself on the line for the right to pursue life, liberty, and happiness for all Americans, yet to come keeping us at the forefront of the establishment of the new world order. Do you, as our first talking dog citizen, offer to do your duty, usher us into a new era, and let Vice President Kamala Harris duct tape this 9mm to your face?
Hell yeah! I'm in! Tape that gun to my head!
Never know! Back off!
Oh, back off, Francis. I'm tired of your shit.
Listen, Franny. That dog is the property of the United States government, and I'll be damned if we don't out America China. So move out of my way, or we'll be forced to call in the Secret Service.
But Jennifer's already impressive. She's a talking dog!
Okay, sure, she's a talking dog. But now, she's gonna be a talking dog with a gun.
Ah, I'm gonna be so badass! Ruff, ruff. Yo, VP, you ever put guns on other talking animals?
I'm listening.
Ah. Well, I know this fish should be down for like an Uzi or something. Could you make that happen?
An entire school of gun-toting guppies?
And what about this? Like, see all these robots with guns in China right now? But like, what if, just what if you had a dance competition for the top gun-toting robot dog?
Holy shit, that's genius!
That's exactly the idea I told you earlier.
And I've got some questions about these Baja men who are keeping dogs locked up.
Madam Vice President, this is so unnecessary!
Francis? When you become president,
decisions.
Decisions! And I make a decision to uphold the Riz of this fine nation. And if that means that I need to duct tape a handgun to the head of a golden doodle, then by God. And I'm telling you, it will be lit. And it will have Riz.
And if you try to stop her, then boom, you gotta go through me, Kathy, Deputy Secretary of Defense.
I am very excited to help you pump up the state of our fine country's Riz, Madam Vice President.
Jennifer, please, the humans are...
I'm getting sick of your negativity, Francis. No, Jennifer, don't shit near the cure for cancer. No, Jennifer, we can't go to PetSmart so you can scope out some balls. Always shooting down my creativity. But what about Jennifer the dog, huh? What about my needs? So I can talk, so what? Maybe this is my one chance to do that and more. Like, did you ever think I might want to help Riz up the country?
What does Riz even mean?
It's what the kids are saying and it's cool!
Exactly!
You really want them to
strap a gun to my head, yes, but don't mess up my fur.
I just, wow. Okay, I'm in.
Really?
But I'm just not sure about this gun. It could still be a weapon, but something new, something no one has seen in the real world yet. It's gotta be like super Riz, right? Did I use the word right?
No.
I guess I'll have to bring this back to the advisory council so we can check the records for something with Riz that has been kept from the public.
Wait, Madam Vice President, I got it. It's gotta be here somewhere. Aha!
What is that? I don't know what that is.
You've got to be kidding me.
Kathy, what could you have possibly...
No, look! What's cooler than a robot dog with a gun, but a talking dog with... a lightsaber?
Who let the dogs out?
This has been A Robot Dog with a Gun, written by Taylor Wendell Lozano, directed by Aliza Shane. Featuring Shadae Garvey, Layli Rahani, Sarah Schoffs, and Aaron Soler. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, June 3rd, 2024. Sound design by Artemis Zara Gürtekin. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram and Facebook, and you can find all our past recordings at livingradionyc.com.